Yep, and that's right. It is 34 past the hour of the morning machine. The machine that makes your mornings move on the 15th day of the month of June. Listen, this morning, we are talking packages. Now, we're not just talking about just regular packages. We're not talking about that. We're talking about providing curated gifting packages. We're not talking about UPS. We're not talking about FedEx. We're talking about gifting packages for special events. Also, soft touch curating gifting, onboarding packaging for company partnerships, you name it. She can do it. Her company can do it. So we are welcoming to the morning machine yet again. I know the area code, and I know this is coming from my city again. I don't care if we lost last night, you Atlanta Hawks fans. I don't want to hear it. But we're talking about, yet again, my city this morning, the Philadelphia area. We talking Be Present packages with the owner / operated / CEO. Yeah, that's right. I got to say a CEO. On your best. Welcome to the morning machine. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for being on. And, you know, first of all, Be Present Packaging. Let's start with the journey. What made you get into providing the curated gifting packages? Was it a hobby at first? Is that how it started off? Or how did you get into starting Be Present Packaging?
COVID is my reasoning for starting Be Present Packaging, because when we couldn't go to events anymore, we couldn't celebrate with everybody, we couldn't go to those events that, you know, as Black people, we just love, like the baby showers, the weddings, the graduations, the cookout. I started to say to myself, number one, I am a event planner at best.
Right.
I just said to myself, how can I make that event come to a person, or how can we gift in a way that people feel like, wow, my family members thought about me? And I just so happened to just start thinking of curating items to put inside of a box that would help you to celebrate with the individuals in your family, from a baby shower to a wedding, to a bad breakup. Listen, all those things.
A bad breakup?
Yes, I had something called a breakup box.
Listen. You got a breakup box.
Listen, you gotta keep it real, because guess what? If your girlfriend is going through something and you're in quarantine, or you're in your house and you can't send her something, at least you could do is send her some wine or some chocolates and, you know, and some spa things, just to make her feel a little bit better. Because guess what? Those are the things that were helpful for your friend in her time. My biggest box right now that I am really pushing, or not so much pushing, but really is my assignment, is my self-care box. Mm-hmm. My self-care box is basically reminding men and women, because I know a lot of times men think, you know, they're not talking about me when I'm talking about self-care, but Black men especially, with everything that you guys have to go through,
right.
I think that self-care is very important. And so, you know, I had done an Instagram series where I was doing heavy on the self-love, and just understanding that it's okay to love on you. It's okay to take a break from social media. It's okay to be by yourself. It's okay to love on yourself. It's okay to take a walk by yourself. It's okay to talk to yourself. You know, because a lot of times we think, I have to be here, I gotta be there, I gotta be present, no pun intended. But at the end of the day, be present for yourself. Be present in the moment for yourself. Give strength to yourself. Speak life into yourself, because I speak life into people each and every day. I'm always there. People who are in my friends and family will tell you, I can call Anya and she will encourage me. I will encourage you. You can sail to the moon as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
Anything is possible. But inside of that box, there are items for you to take on the opportunity to do self-care. And that's something that I'm really passionate about at the current moment.
Uh-huh.
And that's been the journey. The other part of that journey is that I'm also a real estate agent. So
oh,
what
nice.
I found is, yes, and I found that I made a lot of custom gifts for my my clients. And I found that was a selling point for agents as well, because we don't have a lot of time. We work 24/7.
Right.
So they don't have a lot of time to really divvy up or think about the things that they're going to get their clients. And so I said, what if I could offer a service right now that would allow real estate agents to basically subscribe with me to create a client experience. So from the time you go under contract to the time to getting you a calendar that helps you to count down till you get to closing. And then at closing, you get a customized gift, maybe a welcome sign, home signage, things that I make on a daily basis, a door rug, and
right.
then you still get a Be Present box that has, you know, keychains and mugs and coffee inside of it, because you're going to need it. You're going to be up all night trying to unpack some boxes in your new house. And
right.
so, you know, my idea grew from me wanting to connect people in a time where everybody did not know, like we were shut down and we was like, what is next? What is
right.
going on?
What are we going to do?
What we going to do? Like I went from that to how can I serve other businesses? How can I serve other individuals and help them to still be able to give even in our busiest times? Because as you know, it's a lot of CEOs, as you said, that have developed out of this pandemic. And now we don't have the time.
Right.
We don't have the time to say to our clients, thank you very much for purchasing with us. But what if a business was there to back you up to say thank you very much? Without you asking, just with a click of a button, just with you subscribing to my company and saying, thank you very much, I appreciate your business. And that is also client customer retention, because they'll come back. They'll be like, they sent me a thank you card, handwritten and everything.
Right.
So, Be Present has merely grown from an idea to now being something that I'm very passionate about.
Nice, nice. And so I've been looking, and I saw this on your Instagram. There is the Mother's Day package. How well received was that? Because I see you have a lot of things in here, like a mug and some tea and what have you. So when you curated that box, like, what goes into your mindset when curating a box such as like Mother's Day or Father's Day? Because a lot of people may want to know, hey, you know, sometimes it's the thought that counts, but it's about that. There has to be a thought process in developing these boxes, because you could put anything in the box, but it has to be specially curated for either a special day, a special event, or special someone and what have you. What is that mindset like when you go into the thought process of choosing what to put in the box?
Well, honestly, for the Mother's Day box that I did, I am a mom of three, under the age of eight. So it allows me to think about the things that I'm in need of that other moms are not saying out loud. A lot of times we won't say, I need a minute to myself, or I need a minute to relax. I need to journal. I need to write some things down. I need to pray. Whatever those things might be, those personal things, you know, I try to add a personal touch. I'm a person who's obsessed with, and it might sound crazy, but I love my lips to be moisturized. So if
that
I
actually
find,
does not sound crazy, by the way.
So if I find a lip mask or, you know, something that's good for your lips, I'm going to put it in your box. You can bet your bottom dollar it's going to be in there, because I'm going to say everybody needs to take care of their lips. Okay. Everybody. Number one,
I feel
you. If you know, that's the first thing people want to do anyway. Okay?
You said if you're talking like me. Look.
if you're a motor mouth and you talking like me, guess what? People is looking at your lips, okay? So,
yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. Especially for them hard Philly winners. Yeah, I know.
Yes, you don't need your lips cracking. We don't need you to crack under pressure. We need you to be nice and moisturized. So definitely, one of my staple items for my box is anything dealing with self care. So I'm always going to include a mug or a glass of some sort for you to have a beverage of your choice out of. I'm always going to choose herbal teas because that's something that I'm into.
Okay.
I'm always going to choose shower melts or bath bombs. Now, I know that everybody can use them, but what people should know when they get a box from me is that it's always going to be organic because Anya will break out if you breathe on her. So I make sure that I find products.
Hey, look, let me tell you something. She is not pulling any punches. If she going to tell you about herself, she going to tell you about herself. And that's it right here. She said, I will break out if you breathe on me. Ooh, Lord. You just sliding all kinds of liners in there this morning, aren't you?
Listen, because people, they'll say, I don't want to use it because my skin is sensitive. And I just want people to know, like, I have sensitive skin. I have a sensitive body, period. And so I try to make sure I find things that everybody can use. You can use the products in my box on your children. You know, I also have, you know, if you do get a mug, I do offer the option for you to customize that mug. You can say, I want to put my mom's name on it, or I want to put this saying on it. Now, we can't go too big because it's a mug, right? But at the end of the day, I try to personalize each box. But also have staple boxes because, you know, in business, I'm not always going to have the time where God has taken me. I'm not going to have the time to do personalization. I'm going to have to start to contract that out. But at this moment right now, I do offer the ability to personalize the box for you. And even if you call me and say, I want to send a box, but it's nothing that you offer, you know, you tell me about the person. And you know, going into Father's Day, I really want to say this to the people and say, you know, I'm challenging myself to advertise, which I'll be putting up the advertisement tomorrow, to do 100 boxes for men. And I'm doing this not because it's Father's Day, but because we need to show our black men love.
We had
several events in this last year and a half that were make or break. It's your faith. Just the things that you thought, the morals that you had, you know, just heartbreaking events that have happened to our black men. And, you know, black men can sometimes say, okay, it happened, but it didn't happen to me. But in the back of their mind, they're thanking God that it wasn't them.
Right. Exactly.
Thanking God that this situation was not my situation.
Right.
And just this 100 box challenge, and it'll probably go to be more because people will want to support. But this 100 box challenge will not only just be for fathers, but just for those black men that were ready and available to come home to their families, that need that support, that need us to let them know you are loved and you are covered. And that's what Be Present is working on at the current moment, because I want our black men, number one, because I have an amazing husband. My husband is an amazing man, okay? He has supported me in every venture that I have ever wanted to do. And if I don't give him that credit on this platform, I would be remiss. So I have to say, one of the main reasons why I want to support black men is because I have been fortunate enough to have good examples. My father being another one. He's a hard worker. Let me tell you something. He would lose a job and go get it. He'd have a job 15 minutes later. You'd be, Dad, where did you get that job from? Where? You know, he was just that supportive. And I want those men, and even the men that don't have a family, to know we love you, we see you, and we support you.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you, sister. We really appreciate you. We really appreciate you a lot, because there's not a lot of there's not a lot for us out there.
No.
And it, you know, we have to do all the creating, but that's why it's important for our queens to really celebrate us, and not just on Father's Day, you know, which is coming up this week, which I'm going to ask you about in just a moment. But, you know, celebrate us every day, just like we celebrate our queens every day.
Or at least I'll try to. Okay. That's a story for another day. That's
another dog. Let's see now. See, I knew she was going to see, she going to go Philly on me today, you know, but you know, no, but I hear, yeah, that's definitely another topic for another show. And, we'll actually talk about that, you know, soon enough. But I also want to, get into this. We know Father's Day is coming up Sunday and what have you. Shout out to all us dads out there. And what do you have going for Father's Day coming up?
So right now, the Father's Day box is by custom order because I wanted people to be able to give fathers what they wanted, because every right. father doesn't play golf. Every father isn't into basketball. Mm-hmm. You know, every father isn't, you know, They may be a guy that likes to fix things. They may not be a guy that likes to fix things. So it's something that you could definitely inbox me and order your custom box for Father's Day, and let me know about the person, and I will customize the box. The standard box would come with a pair of socks, a hat, a collapsible water bottle,
okay,
some shade, and a mask. Because I want y'all to remember that COVID is real, okay? It is still out here, okay?
It's still out here.
It's still lurking. I know I had some positive affirmation cards in here. Mm-hmm. I know some people will be like, why is this in my... But I want you to get up in the morning and speak life into yourself.
Right.
So those are the things that I will include. In addition, an added addition for an extra $25 is going to be a customized t-shirt, if you want a t-shirt for your dad. And that's the staple box. But if you have something special that you've come up with and you want it for your dad, you can feel free to inbox me and let me know what that is.
Nice. Let me ask this question, because I know for some people that get specially curated gift boxes, when it comes to the thought, and a lot of people put things in there that are priceless, especially when it's custom, they put things in there that are priceless, mm-hmm. that, you know, maybe like an heirloom or something of that nature. What is one time that you've had to date where you've basically, your box sparked a lot of memories and emotion for that person on a good note, obviously, because I know you got a whole breakup box out here. you're like breakup to breakup. you got that kind of box going. I ain't talking about that box, but I'm talking about the boxes, like, you know, just the regular boxes, like the Mother's Day box, or, you know, another special occasion, like, you know, the wedding or something. What's one of the best responses that you've had coming from something that you've curated for them?
I would have to say it came from a Mother's Day box that I curated at the very last minute, because the person did not think about getting this person a box, and they were like, oh my God, this would be the perfect gift. And when the person received the box, they called me personally and said, thank you for reminding me that I matter. Thank you for reminding me that somebody sees me and that I deserve to be happy and I deserve to be loved on. Thank you for reminding me that I'm deserving as well. And sometimes, you know, life can make us forget that, or things that happen in our life make us forget that we are loved and we are so deserving. So that was, I would have to say, it was the Mother's Day box. And when somebody called me personally, on my personal phone number, and was like, thank you. I just want to say thank you. Like, I just want to tell you, thank you very much for reminding me that I matter and that it's okay to take some time out to smell the roses, really. So that has to be the best. Or, you know, if I see somebody get a box that may be customized, they're always like, this was just so thoughtful. This was so well thought out. I'm so grateful that somebody thought enough of me to put this box together and to have it shipped to me, and it comes to my front door. This is amazing. Those are the kind of things that I love to see.
Yeah, that's amazing. Like, I really like it. Wow. That is amazing. Somebody call you on your personal phone to tell you thank you.
Just to tell you thank you.
Like, how great of a moment is that for you? How did you feel in that moment?
I felt like I was serving my purpose for the first time in my life. You know, we are taught that we are to be an employee and not an employer. And, you know, so you were always thinking that success is measured by me going and getting degrees, because I've done all that. I went to school, I have an MBA, you know, I have degrees, and working in a traditional space has not been something that has been successful for me. And once you forget about the money aspect of it, and how much money can I make, and how do I make this money, and how I'm gonna pay my bills, and you begin to serve, that is, you know, it's beyond what you could imagine, because God places us all here to serve a purpose. But when you begin to serve in your purpose, that in itself will take your breath away, because you're saying to yourself, wow, all this time I was so busy trying to fulfill everybody else's itinerary. And at the current moment, somebody's saying thank you, you've just fulfilled something on God's itinerary. I want to give you a quick story just to go along with that. Mm-hmm. The other day, I went to Wawa. Well, I was in my car, and I was debating whether or not to go to Wawa. I'm like, should I go?
By the way, for folks in Atlanta, I know there's not Wawa here. They're in most states other than Georgia. Wawa is basically your Quick Trip. Go ahead.
Yes, and it's the best place in the world. Okay?
Yeah, it really is. They need him here in Georgia. I don't know what they're playing about, but Quick Trip done took over everything. So, yeah, that's another story. Go ahead.
So I go to Wawa, and I'm in line. I got a coffee. But I, like I told you before, I was debating whether I should go to Wawa. I'm like, I think I'm going to just go home. I'm not going to Wawa. I'm not spending any money today. But I get there, and I get in line, and this woman had purchased lunches for her kids, and she was utilizing, you know, like a food stamp card or whatever.
Right.
But the person was being so rude to her. He's like, well, the pen is not going through. He's being so rude. And I stepped up in the line, and I paid for whatever it is that she had on the counter. I didn't really ask what the amount was. I just said, let me pay for it, because clearly you're embarrassing this woman for no reason.
Right.
And she's just trying to feed her kids. That's it. She came to Wawa to get some sandwiches and some juices to feed these babies. And when I got in the car, I said, wow, okay, Most High. Like, those little small things, if you pay attention to them,
mm-hmm.
God wants you to serve in that way as well. Like, I'm sitting here debating whether I should go, and you're telling me, no, you need to go get this coffee, because I have somebody there that I need you to serve.
Right.
I need you to be there. I need you to stand. I need you to stand in the gap for me.
Right.
And so when you are, and I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional, but when you are standing in your purpose, when you're standing, like, literally, be present is my purpose. Like, I was put on this earth as a gifter. I love to give.
Right.
I ask God to put me in a financial position to be able to give. I want my company to one day be able to send children to college, okay? Those is the kind of dreams that I have. I don't dream about, oh, I got to have this big mansion. No, I want to be able to give. I want to be able to give you something and not, you know, pour out so much that I don't have nothing left of myself, but I want to be able to give. So I think that's one of the reasons why it was impactful for me, is that I'm able to serve. And when a lot of businesses, if I could tell you anything, when you put yourself in a position to serve, the floodgates will open up for you. Because guess what? I got on this interview off the grate. Like, I was literally like, you know what? The sales ain't where it needs to be at. And this is me being transparent.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe I need to refocus my energy. And my cousin called me and said, Anya, I think you need to do this morning radio show.
Yep, that's right, you do. Yeah, and you're here. And you're here. Yep, you are here. And you and the one thing that we do, and I actually have, I got a testimonial yesterday about a business that we recently featured on air, and I'll talk about that later in the show because this is about your interview, so I don't want to put that out there just yet, but I'll wait till the end of the show to talk about that in more specific. But I will say this, when you do come on the Morning Machine and people listen and hear, then you start getting things from other states, because we're direct to the world. And so when you're direct to the world and not just confining yourself to the area that you're in, then that's it's a different ball game when you get the rest of the nation and the world involved with you, and they say, hey, can you send this to the UK?
Right.
can you send this to South Africa?
Wow.
Because they heard this. Well, can you send this to Brazil?
We do ship internationally. Yes,
I know you do. I know you do. That's why I'm mentioning that. I know you do, and that's why I'm making it known, because there are people that listen across for the UK, across the pond. But yeah, they listen. They listen, and you know, this is a worldwide entity here. This is a worldwide radio station. We don't just confine ourselves to the Atlanta area. There are people who listen overseas, and it's the afternoon for them. We're an afternoon show, but we call ourselves the Morning Machine because we're over here on the East Coast of America. So, you know, we do have international listeners that are hearing this and saying, hey, how can I get myself a specially curated box for myself? How do you do that? As a matter of fact, let's go ahead and ask that question.
So right now you can do info@bepresentpackages.com. My website will be back up next week because I got it revamped and I wanted to do something different. So that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
So if you want to do info@bepresentpackages.com, you can definitely do that. You can also find me on @bepresentpackages. The same way that I said it is the same way that it's spelled, on Instagram.com. You can also follow me on Mom Knows Best at Instagram.com. And I mean, on Instagram, at Mom Knows Best on Instagram. And I talk a lot about self-care on there as well. So definitely follow me. And you can feel free to do info@bepresentpackages. Or if you inbox me, I will respond.
Yeah, don't be shy. She'll reply. Don't be shy. She'll reply.
Yes.
Don't be afraid to DM her. But remember, she has a whole husband.
Because
some of y'all be getting in that DM, and it's no. Business, please. Let's please keep it business. Thank you.
Please and thank you.
Yeah. Please, thank you, and have a great day.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know what? One more fun question to ask you. How many people have asked for a specially curated All Philadelphia box? What would you put in the All Philadelphia box? I gotta ask.
What would you put in the All Philadelphia box? Number one, I'm gonna have to give you a gift certificate to go get you some water ice. That's the first.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on.
You're gonna need a gift certificate for going to go get you some water ice and go get a pretzel, because that's what we known for. Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
And then I think we're gonna have to put an Eagles hat in there, a Phillies T-shirt in there, a Flyers keychain holder.
Uh-huh.
I think we should also put, a love desk ornament, like something you put on your desk, like the love symbol. If for all of y'all that don't know, the love symbol in Philly, the statue, that you would take pictures of it, is down Center City. I know that everybody like Geno's and the other place, but I really need, and I don't mean to sound rude, but I really need to find someplace else, because normally it's in the neighborhoods that have the best cheesesteaks. So you would have to, you know, we would have to get you a gift card to get you a cheesesteak and have you come visit us so that you could enjoy and indulge in all of the great things about Philly.
Exactly. Exactly. No, I am really, look, and then, well, for the Philly in a person who doesn't really have a vehicle, we gonna put you a SEPTA day pass in there, SEPTA key in there. Nah, we can go ahead and do that.
Get you a SEPTA key. Nobody wants to get on there.
Nah, I know. I'm just see, back in the 90s, you could probably say, all right. You know, back probably like 97, 98. Okay, we might, you know, roll on there for a little bit. But yeah, definitely not coming out of pandemic. No, good.
Oh,
I heard about the market, Frank Fidel, and yeah, I digress. I heard Somerset. Sorry, I had to put it out there. Somerset. Sorry, for those of y'all that hear me and you live there, you know what's going on because you heard it on Action News. Okay, there it is. All right, so there you go. So all my Philly heads, you know exactly what I'm talking about. For those who are not from there, it's an insider. You don't understand it until you go there and actually see
until
what we...
Until you get there, you won't get it. You're not going to get it. Then you're going to get there and be like, now, why did y'all send me?
you got to live there for about 5-6 years. You know, to actually, you know, really embrace it. Like, oh, I see now.
Mm-hmm. I see what they were saying. I see.
You throwing a Sixers jersey in that box, though?
How they doing right now? Like, first of all, you already know Philly is hard to please. So before we start putting you in boxes, are you performing? Okay,
why are we doing that today? Oh, you can't be mad about yesterday. We are upset about yesterday, and you know, it's okay. And I'm sure my guy Carlton will come in here in a minute and try to, you know, say something about it. It's fine. It's fine, Hawks fans. We got you. Wednesday night.
We're still in the playoffs, though.
Go ahead and throw that Sixers jersey in that box, then, you know.
Exactly. We're gonna put the Sixers jersey in there, okay? For all the diehard fans. And what you have to know about Philly is like, we get on you, but we're gonna support you no matter what. Like,
exactly.
We will be like, are you performing? But we'll be like, soon somebody come for the team. You'll be like, first of all, no, it's gonna be a no.
And you know what? And you know, it's interesting that you say that. And you know, it's this is just me having fun because Shanice says we still winning in six. I hear you. That's what I'm talking about. Give it to me. That's what Shanice said. We still winning in six. I got you. I got you, sister. But let me ask this question. So I see you have, and I'm just going to repeat the email, info@bepresentpackages.com. Once again, info@bepresentpackages.com for business inquiries. Now, when those business inquiries come up, can they discuss with you more so a, let's say, Situations Media Entertainment, one of the specific box that, or maybe like a radio box, or I don't know, something like that, that's specially curated for X, Y, and Z. Could that be discussed and what have you? What type of things are you looking for as far as, you know, the business side of things when it comes to these inquiries?
Absolutely. So I would...
Uh-oh. Well, don't know what happened there. She must have lost her battery. But we're gonna get her back in just a moment here. But listen, I don't know what just happened. We're going to figure it out. But On your best, I just want to make sure that everybody knows this Be Present Packaging. You want to follow Instagram at Be Present Packages. And let's see, info at bepresentpackages.com. And we're working to get our bag. Do apologize for that. I don't know what happened, but we're going to figure it out. But info at bepresentpackages.com. And that's what we have going at this time. And here we go. We're back.
Sorry,
now.
Sorry, it just dropped.
I don't know what happened, but back to the business inquiry question.
okay, and we're back. This is live radio.
It is live radio, yes.
But definitely, I would definitely say that they could also put their inquiry at the info at bepresentpackages.com. And what I'm looking for businesses to do B2B, I definitely want to do that. But if you already have customized gifts, like things which are, you know, if you have sponsors that are willing to give and you want those things to be packaged up nicely in a box, that's something that we can definitely talk about. But, you know, for businesses, I would much rather it be not an individual box situation, but more or less like a subscription client services type of situation, because a lot of times, you know, you'll need to have these items on hand, right, for your client. And you're like, I need this stuff to be on hand so I can be able to give it out daily or whatever the case may be. And that's what we would discuss, you know, your volume. What are you looking to do? What things would you like to be personalized? What things are just going to represent you? Because, you know, Be Present is not just, my name doesn't have to be all over everything. I'm here to serve businesses in the capacity where it could very well be your box and be all of your paraphernalia, but Be Present is the person that packaged it up and made sure it got to your customer or your client.
That's what I'm talking about. Shanice said Hawks fans are sending bad signals.
Right, they kicked me right on off the line.
Unreal. But no, even with that, you know, speaking of signals, the signals that you send with your boxes are love, care, respect, and honor. That's what I see when I think of Be Present Packages. And wouldn't you say that would be the consensus amongst the customer base?
Absolutely. You know, and my tagline is be kind, be loved, be there. And it's a reason for that. It's so that you know that you are loved, and it's very much so that I put this together with you in mind. And with every ounce of respect, I'm respecting the fact that you need to love yourself. I'm respecting the fact that you need to love on your family members. And not only that, I am sending you love through the mail, letting you know you're loved and you're seen. Like, that's a big thing for our community. Like, I see you, and I know that you're trying to do your best.
You know what? That is what I'm talking about. Come on, sister, you doing it out here, you know what I mean? And, you know, with the, I'm about to say a Philly reference. You ready for this?
I'm ready. What is it?
Yeah, you killing it with these box joints right here, you know what I'm saying?
I knew he was going to say joint.
I can't talk about Philly and not say the word. I can't. You know, I can't be Philadelphia if I don't say that word, you know.
And there, nobody understands it because it's not like a thing in particular. It's not like a one thing. Like, anything could be a joint, like that joint over there. It could be a girl. It could be a thing.
See, me and my guy Mike Robb know exactly what that is. You know what I'm saying? we must have to teach the various definition of that word. But
it could be anything. All you have to tell people is it could be literally anything. A joint could be your ring light. A joint could be your cup. A joint a John could be a John, like a girl. Like he was really talking to that John. Like, yeah, that's a John. A John could be anything.
Thank you. Ooh, you enlightened me this morning.
No, like it's a part of our language. Sorry.
It is. It that is the language. That is how this is our dialect. This is our Philadelphia thing. This is how we communicate. Somebody else saying it in another city, either you from Philly, and if you're not, it's gonna sound funny.
Exactly. You know? When people try to use it, you be like, no, that's not it.
Like you're not using it correctly. You'd be like, use it in the form of a sentence. I see that, you know what, one thing I saw on Instagram here, you had a baby box. You had posted that back in February. It was a baby box. New moms, new dads welcoming the, you know, newborns into the family. You basically put a blanket, a top knot cap, cozy socks, a book, collapsible water bottle, affirmation candle. Let me talk about affirmation candles. So these are candles, right, that would have different various affirmations on it so that you can look at it every day. Is that correct?
Correct, because if you're in your office, like I'm in my office right now, or even in your bathroom, you know, you might need a daily reminder. You know, everybody don't write on their mirror like me. You know, somebody might be like, why are you writing on the mirror? But that's, you know, a candle that says you are doing the best job ever, or you're the best mom ever, or I have a candle that says get it girl, and it's just something about it. It smells like pineapple and coconut or something like that, but it's like get it girl, like you can do it. Like it's some days you need that motivation to be like, okay, I can get it, I got it.
As far as what is the one of the, because I could see somebody just, have you ever had anybody just want the candle?
Absolutely. I've had people say, could you break some of the stuff out your boxes and just sell that?
Because right.
I would really like to purchase just an affirmation candle. And that is, as right now, it's an idea, but it's not something that I do.
Nice. Yeah, because I could see that affirmation candle being something that somebody wants on the side. Like, they may not want it in their box, but they may just want that to want it, just to have it. You see what I'm saying? Like, on their desk or what have you. It might be their favorite thing of the box. But that is something that you're looking to explore, or is that something that's, we're going to keep it as part of the box?
I would say that that's something I'm looking to explore, because another thing I wanted to mention before we have to depart ways is that I want to support other small black businesses. So a lot of the things that I put in my box is also from other black businesses. So if you have a candle and you put affirmations on your candle, send them to me so I can smell them and let me know the longevity of them. And you will be able to purchase those separately. I'll put your candles on my website for people to purchase separately. I'll put your sometimes people do customizable water bottles. I'll put your water bottles on my website for you to purchase separately. I would like to also find someone who does affirmation cards, like that's all that they do, and I want to put those on the site so that you can buy those separately. If you're saying, I just need some affirmation cards, I don't need the whole box, I don't need to do, I got my own self-care stuff at home, I want to still put the product of African Americans on my website and support those small businesses by allowing you to shop my site and get those items that you would like. So I would like to start utilizing my website as a platform for other black small businesses as well, that say, you know what, all I do is shea butter. Okay, great. Let's put your shea butter on the site so people can purchase it.
Nice. That's what I'm talking about. You know, reaching out to our African American owned and operated businesses, and how important is that to be that, well, actually, excuse me, how important is it to be reaching out and working with our African-American-owned and operated businesses that are around, not just in the Philadelphia area, the Delaware Valley, but also speaking about other cities in the nation and across the world?
I think that it's very important because a lot of times, you know, we get information and, you know, this could be any culture, but I'm just going to speak to my culture in particular.
Right.
You know, black sometimes black people get information and we keep it to ourselves. But I think what we have to realize is that if we get the information and then you begin to school people who want the information, because that's, you know, we get that confused too. I gave them the information, they didn't use it. Well, guess what? Let us school those people that really want that information and that really want to thrive, because there's so much room at this quote unquote table that we've created. And you can pull up a chair to the table and offer what it is that you have. So right. Me working with other black businesses is another way for me to serve, because I'm now able to serve my community and show them, hey, you have a business, I'm gonna take you with me. As long as you are willing to put in the work and that you care about your name, I'm pulling you in with me. Because at the end of the day, as I'm pulling you along, there may be some other people that you interact with that could grow your business. So I think it's just really like a domino effect. If I'm right. able to reach back and I'm able to help somebody else, I'm expecting. It's a requirement for me. If I'm helping you, you're required to reach back and help somebody else. Because there's always going to be that person that's like, you know, I got this idea. And I really, I haven't fleshed it out. And we could be the very panel that can help them flesh their idea out. You know what I mean? So
right.
for me, it's important for me to work with, you know, black businesses worldwide, especially small businesses, because the resources for our community sometimes can look like they limited. And the reason I'm saying it can look like they limited, because the resources is there. The resources is there. You have to do the work and you have to do the research, but the resources is there. And as long as we identify those resources and then filter them back into our community, that's how you start to create wealth. That's where your wealth begins to get created. That's how you begin to be able to leave your child a legacy. You know, you're not leaving them a bunch of debt. I'm trying to leave my kids a couple of properties and some money and, you know, set them up for their future. You know,
right.
That's how we leave wealth that will reach beyond first and second generation, is that if we continue to reach back and we continue to pull up and we continue to give out these resources, we can all be successful.
Yeah, absolutely. We can. And it's, you know, withholding the information is, you know, I think it's a lot of us that, you know, more so worry about who's going to steal our idea or who's going to do this, who's going to do that, instead of thinking outside the box.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's where what we get caught up in. We get caught up in two things, competition and not hearing it, or just not letting it out, because you just, you know, you don't want that person to come up with a better idea and then they take your business. And so that's, you know, it's a lot of that. That's a problem.
You know, with somebody saying that somebody's going to take their business, you know, I realized, me and my cousin, we was in the store. We walked down the bread aisle. How many different types of bread is there?
A whole bunch.
It's a whole bunch.
It's a whole bunch.
If somebody else say they can do your idea, they can go ahead, run with it. But guess what? God is always going to give you the secret sauce for what you're supposed to be doing.
Exactly.
So you can't offer what I offer, because you don't have what God put inside of me. You only have what he placed inside of you. That's right. A story for another day, because I'll tell people all the time, just think of God's, you know, Rob, think of God's blessings as, think of where he stores his blessing as a big Amazon warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And those blessings, there's a shelf with your name on it. Nope, it can't be shipped to the wrong place. It can't be given to the wrong person. None of that, because it has your name, your SKU number, and everything. And God knows exactly the time, date, and what year you're going to be in when you receive that blessing. So whatever it is that people might be thinking that they're stealing from you, you can't steal what God has already placed on my shelf. Okay? So.
That's what I'm talking about. Come on through, sister. Come on. Give it to me today. By the way, I see a lot of. I see Reading, Pennsylvania, Elkins Park. I used to live in Elkins Park. I actually went to Elkins Park Middle School. Look at that. Back in the 90s. I went to Elkins Park. I got the whole city rocking to this morning. Thank you. We appreciate the whole city rocking.
We still
getting Atlanta in six, and it is what it is, and you know, that's all I'm going to say about it. And then have one visitor on the site saying, simply, I love Be Present packages. simply that. That's all they said. It didn't say their name. It just said visitor. But they put a comment, I love Be Present packages. So so it is a either someone you know or a customer who has indulged in your specially curated boxes, and they are putting the comment there that they love your company. They love what you are, you know, bringing to the table. They love what you are doing, just hands down.
Oh.
And the fact that you're able to do it last minute too, like, you know, and the fact that people appreciate it, that's the thing that gets me, is that people really appreciate it, you know, and they show their appreciation to you.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, they just say, you know, they just say thank you and you don't hear from them again, but you get to thank you. And you get to, hey, this changed my life. Hey, this inspired me to do X, Y, and Z. This inspired me to go out and do something for somebody else today.
Absolutely.
And so that smile travels distances, because it'll make someone else. That person smiling will make somebody else smile, because, you know, you made their day better. You're gonna make that. They're gonna make that other person's day better, and they're gonna. It's gonna be a trickle down effect.
Absolutely.
So that's a great thing to have. Is that trickle down effect, where improving someone's day improves someone else's day.
Absolutely, and I think that's something that we should all strive to do. We might not be able to do it every day, but we should always strive to. Understand how we affect one another, because, you know, just like I told you about the story at Wawa, you know, you don't know what that lady could have been going through all day, you know, with her children or whatever the case may be, and the person being rude to you just was like the cherry on top. But
right.
If you could make a good impression, if you could smile, if you could, you know, say, how are you doing? And I know we're not hugging and touching as much as we used to, but,
yeah.
You know, if you could just give a person, you know, some sort of positivity during the day, that in itself would probably be, you know, that would make their day. You know, people receiving gifts, it's more than them receiving a gift. It's the thought. Somebody thought about me. Somebody
right.
cared enough about me. So, yeah.
You know what? Sister, you've enlightened many this morning. You've enlightened me. You've enlightened all of our listeners this morning with your expertise, with your journey, and with your inspirational words. We really appreciate you. Once again, tell everybody where they can find you, follow you, and most importantly, buy from you.
Absolutely. So if you go on Instagram, you can follow me on @BePresentPackages. And if you would like to follow me on my other page where I talk about self-care, you can follow me @Anya_knowsbest on Instagram. If you would like to order, you can go to info@bepresentpackages.com. Again, that's info@bepresentpackages.com. If you're a business and you have business inquiries, you can also utilize info@bepresentpackages.com. I look forward to serving each and every one of you. Rob, I just want to say thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, thank you for coming on. Thank you so much. Really appreciate you. By the way, I gotta have one more bit of fun because I notice all the puns related to your last name, as creative as you are.
Yes.
Like mom knows best, and you know all of that. If you're doing a music page, I guess you gotta say you're rocking with the best now. I guess I don't know how how you gonna do this.
I think that's what it would be, rocking with the best.
Rocking with the best. Okay, yeah. Let's see. So you know what? That's and then if you want to get your Tina Turner on, it's simply the best. I could go all day if you want.
You can. My last name is actually quite dope. Like if you it could go so many ways. Like even being a real estate agent, I always say, you know, shop with the best. Like, you know, let's buy the house with the best. Like, I'm the best realtor you'll ever meet. And it's not me being like above and beyond cocky. It's my last name.
Well, I mean, you know, you can't help that. So yeah, thank you so much. On your best, ladies and gentlemen. On the Morning Machine, the owner, operator, the CEO of Be Present Packaging, making sure that she provides those curating gift packages for you.
For you, yes.
So, thank you so much for being on the Morning Machine this morning. Really appreciate you. I told you you were going to go an hour. I told you. See, exactly. And that's how the Morning Machine does it. So with that, it is the bottom of the hour on the Morning Machine, the machine that makes your mornings move. We are going to be right back with a little bit more groove.